Those men, the 90 would be exchanged on each side. The 10 would sign a parole, which was a promise not to go back into the service until the other side had captured enough to exchange them. Paroled prisoners would follow different courses. Some were simply allowed to go home on their honor, so to speak. Others were taken to places where they'd be held. Sometimes paroled prisoners were taken to their own side's camps, prisoner of war camps, and held there. That happened to a number of the Union prisoners who were taken at Harper's Ferry by Stonewall Jackson in September of 1862. A number of them ended up in northern prisoner of war camps built to house Confederate prisoners. These Union soldiers weren't at all happy about that, as you might expect. They rioted. Some of them did. They tried to burn down their barracks, and they otherwise made it clear that they didn't think that's how they should be treated. They'd been soldiers, they'd been paroled, and now here we are in these terrible circumstances. But the exchange and parole system was designed to limit the number of prisoners held on each side. This isn't something fabricated during the Civil War. There's a long history of treating prisoners of war this way. This isn't something that is unique to the Civil War. But the men who did end up being captured and sent to camps were taken to various places, north and south. The most famous northern prison camps were Camp Douglas, near Chicago on Lake Michigan, Johnson's Island. Camp Douglas was named after Stephen A. Douglas. Johnson's Island in Lake Erie, Point Lookout, Maryland, Fort Delaware on Peapatch Island, and Elmira in New York. I'll talk more about Elmira later. It's the most infamous of the northern camps. The most famous southern camps, far and away the most famous, was Andersonville in Georgia, Libby Prison in Richmond, another very famous Confederate camp. Belle Isle, which was a little island in the James River near Richmond, was another one. And Salisbury Prison in North Carolina was a fourth. Those are probably the best known of the camps. But there were many, many, literally dozens of places where prisoners were held on both sides. Some held just a few. Some penitentiaries even were used. The Ohio State Penitentiary was used to hold a number of Confederate prisoners, including General John Hunt Morgan, who was captured in 1863 and escaped from the Ohio State Penitentiary. The prisons on each side can be grouped into broad categories, different kinds of places where prisoners would be sent. And let me just run down five different types of prisons. One consisted of previously constructed fortifications that were converted to use as prisons. Fort Warren, built as part of the maritime defenses in Boston Harbor, would be an example of this kind, as would Castle Pinckney, an old fortification in Charleston Harbor. Both of those converted to hold prisoners of war. There were also old buildings that had had various uses before the war, which were converted into prisons. Libby Prison in Richmond is an example of that. It was a former warehouse down near Rockets Landing on the James River in Richmond, a huge, cavernous old warehouse building that during the war was filled with Union prisoners. There were also comparable places in the north. A third type of prison camp consisted of tents, just tents spread out over an area heavily guarded by soldiers from the army that had done the capturing. Point Lookout is an example of this type of camp, which is a huge camp located in Maryland where the Potomac River joins Chesapeake Bay. Belle Isle on the Confederate side is one of these tent camps. As I said, it's on a small island in the James River opposite Richmond. Several thousand Union soldiers were crowded onto Belle Isle with tents as their only shelter. A fourth type of prison could be called stockades. They look sort of like the Hollywood movie vision of what a Western fort looked like. That is, a palisaded or stockaded fort. Of course, there wasn't that kind of wood to build forts like that in the real west of the United States. They tended to be adobe or stone. But in Hollywood, that's what they're made out of, and that's what these stockades looked like in the Civil War. Andersonville in Georgia was the most famous of them. Salisbury in North Carolina was another. Palisaded enclosures where the prisoners would be pretty much left to their own devices to construct their shelters. Whatever they could find, they could use to try to create a shelter. And finally, a fifth type of prison was an enclosed barracks, sets of barracks built and then put inside a wall or some other barrier. Elmira in New York was an example of that kind of prisoner of war camp.